skin and hair care products like lotions and conditioners are exposing kids to hormone-disrupting chemicals called phthalates. That's according to a new study published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. NPR's Maria Godoy has more.
Phthalates are a group of chemicals added to plastics to make them more flexible and durable. They're also used as ingredients in some personal care products. The concern is these chemicals are endocrine disruptors, meaning they can interfere with the body's own hormones. And when it comes to children, they might cause disruptions during key developmental moments. Here's Professor Michael Bloom of George Mason University, the study's lead author.
This is what we call a critical window, where a small or perhaps non-hazardous dose for an adult might be a hazardous dose for a small child.
Previous studies have linked regular exposure to phthalates to negative impacts on children, including impaired brain development and behavioral problems. He says while the science on phthalates is not yet conclusive, the evidence is accumulating.
And this is why we have great concern, especially among these very young children whose brains are still very actively developing.
Bloom and his colleagues analyzed urine samples from 630 children across the U.S. between the ages of 4 and 8. Their parents or guardians filled out surveys about any hair and skincare products they'd applied to the child within the past 24 hours.
The most important findings were that the recent use of several different types of skincare products were associated with higher urinary concentrations of several different types of phthalates.
The study also found differences in exposures by race and ethnicity. For example, there were strong associations between the use of hair oils and elevated phthalate levels among children who identified as Hispanic, Asian, and Pacific Islander. Overall, though, Black children had the highest levels of phthalates in their urine. Other studies have found that many beauty products targeted at communities of color have high levels of these chemicals. Dr. Lynn Goldman is a pediatrician and professor of environmental health at George Washington University. She was not involved in the research. She says the findings are troubling.
I think we should be much more concerned than we have been in the past about the fact that these phthalates might be allowed in cosmetics, in personal care products.
And at a time when social media has helped fuel a craze for skincare among tweens and teens, it's something that Dr. Shruti Mahalingaya of Harvard University worries about.
I have 3 teenage children who are very interested in products and self-care products, and it's something that I'm very concerned about.
Mahalingaya says another concern is that chemicals like phthalates in the environment may be contributing to girls getting their periods earlier. She advised her own kids to download a free app called Yuka. Shoppers can simply scan the barcode of a product while in the store, and the app will flag potential health concerns linked to ingredients. But Dr. Lynn Goldman says that ultimately, it shouldn't be up to parents to police these products.
I think it's a job for the FDA. It's a job for the EPA.
She says regulators need to take a closer look at phthalates and ask tougher questions about how all this cumulative exposure may be affecting children. Maria Godoy, NPR News.